Radio Zoom. It's Tuesday, and it is January 18th. Time for another edition of Radio Zoom. I'm not sure how this is going to sound. I bummed a pair of headsets from the radio station, and I thought I'd try something a little different because I am in the midst of doing some outside work, doing some outside job kind of stuff. As a broadcast engineer, you can do that. You work for other guys, and you help them out and make a little extra money for the talents and services that you can provide. So I'm in the midst of making lots of cables. Audio cables for various pieces of equipment that make a radio station work. So as I make cables and as I do this, I figured I could do a podcast while wearing this headset. And it's going to be very different and very strange. So bear with me, and we'll see how this turns out. In terms of what I'm going to tell you about today, or what we're going to talk about, I don't know. I thought maybe I'd kind of share why it is that I'm making these cables and tell you a little bit of the story there. But other than that, I'm not going to bore you too much because I want to play some music, and I'm going to start with this track. We're going to go back in time just a little bit of Back to the Future here. Ooh, Tears for Fears. You got to love it. You have to, because I tell you that you have to love it. It's Radio Zoom.
Oh,
Can't you just feel the 80s alive? Alive with everything that's a part of you. Hopefully this is a sound. This is going all right in terms of sound here. I'm trying to make some adjustments as we kind of go on the fly because I'm not used to this headset. It's kind of strange. And you're going to hear all sorts of different things here. As I'm sitting in my kitchen, I'm surrounded. I've got a soldering iron in front of me, a clamp, and I don't have the clamp, or I don't have a clamp. But, and you know, you'll hear the crimpers kind of, yeah, those things. And then you'll hear my furnace kick on and off. So it's going to be kind of, you know, very raw, very rough. And I got this weird clicking thing going on in my headphones, and it's probably, it might be coming out over in the podcast. So if it's driving you nuts, trust me, try having it in your ear. That was Tears for Fears off of the album Songs from the Big Chair. And yeah, you'd be like, Tears for Fears, what? What? Who? Shout. Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Head Over Heels. Great album. It was the first album that I ever fell in love with as a child. And it was one of the first CDs that I ever received for Christmas because my brother got upset with me for stealing his stuff. So, and he knew that I liked it. He's a cool brother like that. So I'm in the midst of making these cables, and I'm trying to do this as I talk. Now making cables and radio stations, what do you mean? How does that work? Well, you know, just because you have a neat little console and CD players and all that fun stuff doesn't mean that you just kind of put it there and it works. You have to make the wires and the cables and everything that go along with it. So I have been tapped for my services to do this, to help do this install for the same college radio station that I used to work at, KRUI 89.7 FM, the radio station here in Iowa City. And I'm trying to solder an A3F audio cable, XLR, and I have to go back and reference my diagrams I make because I've got all sorts of different connectors here and different types of things. So I have to make sure that I'm going to the right one. So if I look at my little page here, pin one is the shield. And so I got to wire the shield to pin one. And there we go. Anyhow, during my time there, we moved the radio station. And I was a part of the crew that got everything. Well, actually, I was the engineer. I was the operations director when we moved the radio station, so that was my crash course in broadcast engineering. To tell you the truth, in college, my major was neuropsychology. And it's not because it's what I wanted to do. It's just because it's what I was good at. It got to the point where I ended up not having the best luck with school. And I don't know, studying and tests and I just don't get along. So I'd always been working at since my freshman year of college, I'd been working at the student radio station. And radio is just something I've always known that I want to do. Hot, solder. But I just always knew that I wanted to do radio, and neuropsychology was just something that I got to the point where I looked at my transcripts and was like, holy crap, I'm three courses away from getting a degree in neuropsychology. Well, it's a course study. You get your degree in psychology, but you get a course study in whatever you do, clinical psychology, you know, abnormal psychology. Me, it was neuropsychology, the brain. So, in the midst of all that, though, I was at this radio station, and we did the move, and we researched all this different stuff. We had to move our out of the house that we were in because we had to make way for some athletic facility. Yeah, I was really happy about that, as were the rest of us. But we did all sorts of different research, building a new radio station, relocating the station, and it was a really long, laborious process. You know, you fight the man known as the university. And well, once the dust was settled and we made our arguments, we got we got a lot of money to relocate that station and all sorts of different new studios. I've since left, since I moved out of the old equipment out of the old house, and I moved it into what is now the student union, its current home. And the guy that I helped find to do this install, as I try not to cut my fingers with a pair of side cutters, he knew about my talents, and he's also good friends with my superior at the station where I work at, which is actually still inside the university. We don't do the college radio thing. We do the NPR classical music thing. And he knows about my abilities. And growing up, working for my parents, my dad's an electrical engineer, and he designs electronic controls and hydraulics, hydraulic valves. So electronics is just in my blood. We're all geeks, and we all know too much for our own good. That's my family. And so now I am in the world of audio, but I'm also still doing the same thing that I used to do for my parents, with all these electronic stuff. So enough of that boring stuff. I'm going to play you another song, reach over here to my laptop sitting here, and we're going to do this. Some Black Keys. Keys there for you off of their album. Let's see, I think that was Thick Freakness, or is it Freak Thickness? I forget now. TheBlackKeys.com is the website if you want to find out more about those guys. I love their music. It's a two-man group, drummer and a guitar player, and it's just phenomenal, phenomenal stuff. I'm actually still trying to see here if I can, as I'm doing this, I want to be able to hear myself. I made some minor adjustments as we're going through this. There we go. Now I can hear myself as I talk, which is good. Let's see. I don't know how I feel about this whole headset thing, but you know, we'll keep going through this and we'll keep doing it. Still soldering, still going. The station that we went from was a tiny little house on one part of the campus, and we went from there, and now right now it's still housed in one room. At least the studio, at least the station itself, but now it's being majorly upgraded. And I've already made all the cables in the whole project for the, what is called, we refer to, let me make an adjustment here. There we go. We call the Air Studio, which is mainly, you know, your main control room. But then I'm in the midst of, right now, finishing up the cabling for the production studio. And then I'm going to hopefully start in on the news studio tonight. Actually, I just got the phone with George. He said to hold off on all the rest of the stuff. Well, not just got off the phone, but earlier he called me. And to hold off on the rest of the cables for the news studio, because he might have made some wrong guesses on the amounts of cables he'll need for that new studio. So I will make what I think I know and we discussed, but I don't have to, actually probably won't have to make as many, which is good, because this gets a little monotonous after a while, but I'm good at that. I mean, working for my parents, this is what the type of stuff that I did. I didn't actually make a lot of the cables, you know, starting out your age of 10 working for them, it was a lot more of custodial engineering. But, you know, you do what you can when you're that age. My parents didn't believe in child labor laws. They'll probably hear that, or somebody will listen to it. Hat. So radio, though, is everything that I've been wanting to do, jeez, for a long, long time. And the odd part is that the station that really got my eyes lit in terms of the things that I wanted to do was the same station where my chief engineer, I'm the assistant engineer, the same station that really sparked my enthusiasm about radio is the same station where my chief engineer worked for over 20 years at. And now I'm working with the guy. So he tells me all sorts of different stories about this, the what used to be the station in this network or in this market. So he tells me all sorts of different stories, and I've gotten to meet all sorts of different people. And maybe at some point, I will be able to work with more of those people. I'm trying to get all my cables here. This is the bear of it all. You got tangles and got all sorts of different things crinked up. Ugh, good lord. This is about 18 feet of cable. I'm looking at a pair here, because this is going to be, if I look down, this is, at the spreadsheet, it's a console monitor left and right for the amp. So this is going to be the cable that supplies, it's going to come out of the control, or the mixer board, and it's going to go to the amplifier that will power or send the sound into the speakers in the production studio, so that way the person can hear whatever it is that they are making, producing, recording, editing, you know, different stuff like liners and stuff like that. And I used to be production director at the same said station for 2 years before I was the operations director, which actually is the equivalent of being chief engineer there. So just kind of giving you a little more background of where I'm coming from in terms of why I like to do the things I do and why I'm podcasting, basically, because it's a lot of the same when it boils down to it, because in college radio, you do way too much, and you think it's a lot more popular than what it actually is, and you still have the same amount of I've probably got like a few hundred listeners, if I'm that fortunate and that lucky, so... when everyone talks about podcasting, it's the wave of the future. It's like, no, it's just like college radio. And not very many people are listening. I want to play you another track here, though. This is a group, Quit Your Day Job is the name of the band. I'm going to play the song, and then I'm just going to let it speak for itself, and it is simply brilliant. Check it out.
Luke, a dollar. Luke, a dollar.
You've got to love that track. Quit Your Day Job is the name of the band, and they're from overseas, and I'm not going to exactly get into where, because I want you to go to their website, quityourdayjob.org. O-R-G. You can also go to that website and download that exact same song, which is, that song is just great. I went to lunch today with the guys, and actually guys and a gal from work, but then, I open up my wallet, and I'm like, look, a dollar! And then they just kind of look at you strange, because they have no idea what you're talking about. Especially when you are the youngest guy that works at a station where the average... Well, actually, okay, if you want to get technical here, I'm 26. The next closest person to me, in terms of age, is... we just lost one person, so I'm going to say 36. So I'm the ute of the station. And they know it, I know it, and they make fun of me for it. You know, I'm the young kid. I'm strange anyway to them because I'm at least 10 years younger than the closest person that works at that station, at least full-time. I'm full-time there. I don't know if you heard that, but that was my my lighter kicking in here. That is the handy-dandy heat shrink tool. You use a lighter. But then it kind of burns the plastic. I want to say Quit Your Day Job was the name of that band that played that song, and you can check them out, quityourdayjob.org. You can go there and download that track, which you got to. You just got to download that track. It's brilliant. You can't say much more than that. So a little more insight. Because a lot of these people and a lot of different other podcasts that I've been listening to, because as I've been doing this, I've been listening to a lot of other podcasts, and, one thing that really gets on my nerves, allow me to get on my soapbox here for a little bit, but one thing that really annoys me, just gets to me, is podcasts that are just obsessed with talking about other podcasts, and certain podcasts that talk about other certain podcasts in particular. And then people go on to start going off about these little clubs and these little groups. Man, it's just like high school. People are talking, they band up. They're in their own little, the pod squad. And then there's also, other groups and, people wanting to cross-promote and only cross-promote. And you know what? I'm sitting out here. I'm doing my own thing. I don't really care as to any rankings. I don't care about my number of listeners. All I care is that, somebody out there is enjoying this, because it'd be the same thing that I would do if I were to own a radio station when it comes down to it. Is I would just like, you know, obviously it's got to be profitable. that's the main thing there. But I just hope you're enjoying it. No matter where you're at, I do know there's people out there and around the world, and I've actually, tell you what, I'll launch with hope it won't cause too much headache here, as I'm going to launch into my mail application and see. Yeah, I'm really getting a lot done here in terms of wiring, aren't I? Let's see, I can heat shrink. Okay, I was completely wrong there. This is going to be a bad edit because it totally skipped up there. So let's see. I've got the mail open now. And let's see. Let me do some adjustment here. There we go. Hi, John. I finally found the time to drop you a note and congratulate you on your podcast. Getting that delay in my headphones now. I discovered recently, late December last year, and am catching up with the previous episodes. Great stuff. Listening to other previous podcasts in quick succession made me realize that you've also hugely improved as a host. Good choice of music, too, especially local bands. I live in the UK, and it's pretty hard to find out about small independent American bands besides the usual, but often fantastic Discord, etc. related ones. Then he goes, or I'm sorry... Patrice, I have a hard time establishing if that's a male or a female name. Sorry. Patrice goes on to give me a link to a website of a band, Medications. I'm trying to get into that website. I haven't been able to. Either it's down or something else. I'm not sure. I'll check after this podcast, hey? Let's see, I only have one complaint. It's not a daily show. Just kidding. Or am I? And then they make that little winky face. But happy new year and best wishes for you and your show, Patrice. Cool. More email from the UK. And so I've got people writing in saying that they're listening in. You can, one note, Patrice mentioned that... Listening since late December and catching up on previous episodes. I do have all the previous episodes archived on my website, audihertz.net. Just put www in front of that and go. And then click on the RadioZoom link at the top of the page. That's on my web blog. But then also, what was the other thing? Oh, hugely improved as a host. It's taken me some time to get comfortable in front of the microphone again. So, you know, I've been often running behind the scenes, obviously. I mean, look what I'm doing right now. I'm doing all this wiring and doing all sorts of different cabling. Let's see, I got to make a label for this wire that I just made. Let's see, what is this? So we're going to call this Amp Left. So I've got this little labeler machine, which you'll hear kick in just a moment. As I pump in make sure I get the right numbers. Yep, I had to check my spreadsheet, but then check this out. Ready? I don't know if you can hear that very well, but it's printing out this nice little label that'll wrap around it, and that way it's identified for George or for whoever's doing the install. I actually talked to George earlier, like I said, and I'll be going in and helping out with putting some of the stuff together. It's going to be fun. Or... they're just going to use me as a wire monkey, and I'll be making cables as they need. Got to make sure I get this on here and wrapped around without smudging, because you got to be able to read it. And there we go. We got a labeled cable. It's a cable labeler. It makes labels for cables. And you can have one for $19.95. No. Actually, I don't know how much these... nothing in radio costs or is cheap. And then if anything in television is probably five times as expensive and, I don't know, five times as big in terms of what it takes to run something. So, I mean, in radio with a transmitter, you've got just a transmitter to send the signal out. With a television, you've got an oral and visual side of a single transmitter. I don't know. It's kind of strange. I'm a neuropsychology major. What do I know? Let's see. I think it's going to pretty much wrap it up for now. I've got to keep going on these cables and get things put together, so that way I can get my money. And my money is what's important. So, we'll call this good, and I want to play you one last song. I have this band that I thoroughly enjoy, and I've mentioned him before. Matt Talbot used to be the front man for this group. The group used to be called Hum. They were from Champaign, Illinois, and that's still where Matt Talbot calls home. You can go check out his new band, halfmanhalfhorse.com. That's his website for Centaur. So go check that out. Hopefully you'll like it. Hopefully you like this song, because I really enjoy it. It's probably one of my most favorite songs ever, ever, ever. So I'm going to leave you with a song off of the album You'd Prefer an Astronaut. The song's called Why I Like Robins, or Why I Like the Robins. So we'll check you later. And I'm going to keep going on these cables, and hopefully I don't hurt myself or burn myself. Check you later. Adios.
Outside of you comes into focus, collapses away lovingly. And hands to the glass and eyes to sky, glued to the south, she waits to see. She's looking for birds she met last fall, who said they would come back different than all. She's waiting for six who know about sound, who promised to come back upside down. And I like your raindrop collector, splashed in my eyes, makes everything else look like you. So hand me the glasses, teach me to use them, show me the window I wanna look to. She's got colors to spare, and I don't care.
Radio Zoom podcast is a product of the Autohertz.net web blog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@autohertz.net. You can also check out more on the web, autohertz.net.